Have you ever had one of those days where you have meetings back to back to back? You look at your phone, you look at your calendar on your computer, and there's no white space in your day. Now, maybe you go to that first meeting, you're highly optimistic, it's gonna be a good day, I'm going to get through this. And you do what we all do in that meeting. We give our attention to the meeting host, to the speaker, to the presenter at the very beginning of the meeting. But then we fall into the hammock. The hammock is what happens with our attention level throughout the meeting. At the very beginning, we give our attention and it is high. But then, as we know with hammocks, from one end to the other, it dips down in the middle. Our attention gets lower and lower, and we start paying attention to other things besides the meeting host or the presenter. We tune back in towards the end of the meeting, towards the end of the presentation, when we hear the person starting to wrap up, when we know the meeting is about to wrap up. Does that sound familiar? Now, that's what we do during these meetings, especially when we know it is going to be a very data-intensive or just a plain old boring meeting where somebody is going to show up and give us the brain dump. That's the hammock. It's high on one end, low in the middle, and high at the end of your meeting and presentation again. That's what it would look like visually. Now, fortunately, there has been some research done. We can overcome that hammock because not only is that what's happening to us in the meetings we attend, well, that's what's happening to our audience when we are running that meeting. Welcome to this edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio files, metaphors, and analogies. You see, there has been research done that when you insert colorful items into your presentation. By colorful item, we mean something that stands out, something that sticks out to our brains that is different, that creates imagery, that connects with our brains. You now increase attention levels within your audience. You're pulling them back in. Now, if you're following our structure and organization from our other modules, from our other emails, using the rule of three, during your three main points, if you add in 2 to 3 colorful items within each point, you are now grabbing your audience's attention so we don't get the hammock. Now, what we like to use at iSpeak, and one of the ways that we coach on inputting colorful items, well, those are metaphors, analogies, and similes. Without getting into the technical differences between metaphors, similes, and analogies, using a description or image to simplify a more complex item can help the audience understand a topic easier. The comparisons can explain or exaggerate situations. Exaggerated situations can be humorous to the audience because they paint the actual image in their head. This also makes a presentation more memorable because what you're doing in using these comparisons, and that's what we're talking about with metaphors, similes, and analogies, you are connecting to the audience's brain with things that they can visually see and connect with. An example could be, you're trying to boil the ocean and all you've got is a lighter. Another example could be, our new network system allows you access to multiple databases through one portal. That's like getting your groceries, clothes, furniture, and gardening supplies all at one store. It's the super Walmart of systems. You see, these comparisons paint an image within your brain with something that you know and can connect to. Now, as you're using these metaphors, similes, and analogies, be sure to be sensitive to what metaphors and mental imagery people use. Does your audience or does your boss always speak in football or soccer lingo, or perhaps in family terms. And be sure not to buy into other people's analogies and metaphors so that you don't get framed, or so you're not repeating too much of what other people are saying. If we hear too much repetition, well, we tend to tune out. So you have to think, going back into your purpose and your audience, who is in your audience? What do they know? What do they care, not only about your subject, but what do they care about, so you can make connections with their brain, with their preferences? Using these preferences, using this imagery, using metaphors and analogies as colorful items within your presentation, you are going to be fighting that hammock. As we fight the hammock, attention levels go up, retention levels go up, and when your audience is paying attention and remembering to what you're saying, well, they're more likely to do what you need them to do. So go out there and in your next presentation or your next meeting, add some colorful items.